Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in again. This is Ruben Gomez, founder of Real Talker Actions. And here goes episode 2 of our podcast. Let me get into this real quick. So definitely, I just want to talk about this quite eventful week that we had giving back to our community. And let me first start by saying, like, I just want to thank everybody that just, you know, gave us all this positive feedback for what we were doing. And I'll explain what we did. But man, the love that we've been getting has been great. Everybody's been like super supportive. And let me get into it. So this past Sunday, we joined a group of volunteers that have been helping out the community. And we came across them helping out. And they're actually literally cleaning up the streets. Again, for those of you who don't know, we live in San Bernardino, which currently is rated, San Bernardino, California, that is, which is currently rated the third worst city in America. Yeah, not a good list to be on. So these people are out here doing great things. Pretty much, let me get into what they're doing. They have a giant truck, a giant, like, dump truck. They're paying for the dump fees, and they're just a group of volunteers that were helping out. And we seen a post that they had posted on this page called I Love San Bernardino. And we responded to them and we reached out to them and we were like, hey, you know, what you guys are doing is awesome. We would love to help, because that's, as our brand, like, that's what we want to, you know, be about some positive change in the community and giving back. And for sure, you know, we have designated 10% of all of our profits to go to charitable causes, something similar to that. But this was an opportunity for not just to donate dollars. This was an opportunity for us to donate our time and really get dirty. And getting dirty is what we did. We got dirty. We were out there, and it was the place, the location, if people listening to this are familiar, is on Baseline and Bobbitt. This street is like a I guess you could say it's like a notorious dump site. People like drive through this street and like just dump stuff, dead animals, like couches, like just trash. It is disgusting. It was disgusting. But when we were done, it looked a whole lot better, and we felt a whole lot better too. But what we had started, like after we were finished, like, you know, we probably did that street for like maybe like an hour and a half tops, maybe, actual physical work, getting stuff done. And then we talked about, you know, what ended up to us creating a Facebook page called We Are the Change, San Bernardino Volunteers. And we wanted to create a page so we could kind of connect anybody who wanted to volunteer and help out this cause of literally cleaning up our streets. So giving everybody opportunity. And like the positive feedback that we got from it was great. People were just, you know, proud of us, and we were just so, you know, blessed to be a part of that opportunity. And it felt great. Like I said, we were, you know, fired up, like just like of what it, you know, could be and what it's becoming. So the page has been getting pretty good responses. So, you know, right now it's been a couple of days and we're somewhere around like, I want to say like 80 likes on the page, which is just good. Like, and so if we have like 10% of those people show up to come and help us out, like, and this is going to be every weekend thing. Every Sunday morning, we're going to get together and just clean up the streets. So we're going actually back to that location. There's another street right off of that main street, and it's like an alley, and it's similar. It's trashed, and you know, it's another notorious dump site. So hopefully, you know, we could start raising awareness, especially speaking on this podcast and with the page and everybody seeing we're going to post before and after, and hopefully it gets around so people, you know, kind of see that, like, hey, you know, the city's not taking care of this, the community's taking care of this, and hopefully people could kind of stop trashing the place. But our goal is to, like, you know, clean multiple spots. You know, the volunteers that were already doing it, they're already, this was like their 40th dump that they've cleaned up. So big kudos to them. Luis is the one who owns the truck, and he's amazing, and he inspired us. He definitely like has been coming out of pocket paying for the fees, and you know, we've been getting people wanting to donate to help out with that. So what this actually is kind of turning into is like a nonprofit. I talked to one of my family members who kind of gave me some advice. He rubs shoulders with a lot of people, like because he has a business right down the street from the San Bernardino courthouse, and so he talks to a lot of people that are involved in politics and just wealthy people that just have money that they're looking to like donate, but they need an actual nonprofit. So he's kind of been, you know, learning about nonprofit organizations and how to create one, and he advised us like, hey, this is great what you guys are doing, and I know people want to help, and if you create a nonprofit organization, you guys can get more people to help pay for all these fees, get these guys reimbursed, because yeah, these fees are not super expensive, but they're not cheap, and you gotta factor in they already did 40 of them, so it's amazing, and people like that just give me hope that there's, you know, hope for our city, and I can't be more grateful to be working with them and working with them in the future too. So yeah, so if anybody listening wants to go ahead and like that page, so again, it's called We Are the Change San Bernardino Volunteers. And yeah, so that's where you guys can find us. Looking forward to getting a Instagram going for that too, and we'll definitely be probably going live, so look out for that, everybody following. We're gonna be out there this Sunday again, 7 o'clock, and since we have more of a turnout of people, we think we could get this truck going. We'll get it filled up within like an hour. Everybody wants to go watch that World Cup final, so you know, we're gonna be out there just hustling, just get this done, go catch the game. But yeah, so after we did that on Sunday, the Real Talk Reactions team and I, we went and got some cold waters, that was also kind of, made possible by everybody who kind of purchased shirts, so we had a little extra money, which it really wasn't that much. You know, we probably spent more money just driving around because it was hot out there. It was like 105, nothing like how it was like a couple days prior where it's like 115, but 105 is still hot, and if you're out in that heat, it's, you know, it beats you down. So what we did, we got some cold waters, and we drove around the city and just tried to give these homeless people and anybody. We even caught some people just walking, and we were like, hey, you know, like, hey, would you like some cold waters? One guy, he was like, hey, you know, I'm not homeless or nothing, and we're like, no, it's fine. It's hot out here, man. You want a water? And he's like, if you don't mind, like, he's like, thanks, you know. So but we went to people that are familiar with Socombe Lake, we went out there. There was a bunch of people there that we gave ice cold waters to. They appreciated everybody, you know. They just made us feel great too, because you know, they were like telling us, you know, good things, and just, you know, they thanked us for it, and we drove around, and that's what we did for the remainder of the day. Not the whole day, we ended up probably cutting loose around like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, getting back. But it felt great to just give back, and that's what our brand is. We want to inspire people to do that, and I know like a lot of people are telling us, like just friends and just people on the page, on our personal pages, like, hey, like, let me know, I want to come help out. Some people, like I said, wanted to, like, they're like, hey, I'm not really trying to get dirty and get out there, but hey, I got some money I could spare, or do you guys need help with some supplies? So that's where it's like, after we're done, like Monday, we're thinking like, whoa, we're onto something here. And if we create this this nonprofit organization soon, we'll definitely talk about it and talk about the process. And we'll definitely want to inspire people that, hey, you guys could probably do something like this in your community. And it just takes actually getting out there. So if you see anybody in your community you want to help out, support them, go help them. And then those are the kind of people you want to be around. People who are unselfish. And me, in a weird way, I feel like since it makes me feel so good. I feel like I'm selfish because I want to help them because I want to make myself feel good. And I know it's like a weird way to look at it, but I guess like conventionally speaking, it's unselfish because you're out there spending your time. And for us, this was like our only day off, so we were like all out there in this heat, just putting in some work and then driving around and just giving some cold waters. And there's something, something that was beautiful created that day, and it's just kind of led to some more momentum. And, you know, and for our brand, like, you know, this is what we want to show people, like, hey, I don't, like, as the founder and the CEO of the brand, I don't want to just create regular customers. I want to create, like, a tribe. I want people to be a part of this lifestyle, because that's what we look at this as. It's a lifestyle, real talk, real actions. We talk about helping people, and then going out and doing stuff like that was actually, you know, it was great. It was acting upon our gut, and everything in every way felt so right. But what it's also leading to is hopefully creating some more permanent solutions, because, you know, after they drink that water, then what, you know? So we're trying to give them multiple waters, just so, you know, because I, like, for me, like, I could drink a water bottle, like, in, like, less than a minute, just because when I'm hot and I'm thirsty, that water's gone. So we're giving them, like, multiple waters just because they're out there the whole day, you know, they don't have no place to go. So definitely we're going to be sharing about some ideas we have for awesome permanent solutions plan to help these homeless people and help them get off the streets, help them. And I don't want to let the cat out the bag too soon about it, but definitely we're working on something major just to create a permanent change. But I guess it's all going to start with actually creating this nonprofit organization, so that way we could actually get people to donate. And, you know, on Facebook we could add like that donate button, and for people to add to it. So right now we'll probably be like just accepting like cash through either maybe setting up a GoFundMe account, which we're working on right now, or just possibly PayPal. And then we could kind of, you know, be held accountable by just kind of broadcasting every Sunday, showing people like, hey, we're actually out here, your funds actually are contributing to the change. And and also encouraging people to just share it. So a lot of people are just sharing it, and that helps a lot too. So yeah, so more to come on that. And like I said, thanks for everybody that you know, was doing it prior, because if they only did this one time or two times, like, I was trying to put into perspective, like, say they went out there and cleaned up the city 10 times. That's a lot of time still, and that's something to be proud of. But had they only did 10 times, we would have probably never been a part of it. We probably wouldn't have heard about this. But no, they're still doing. So we caught them at the 40th time that they're going out there. So, like, again, back to that group. Also, one of the gentlemen's kind of coordinating it too. I know I spoke about Luis, but Jesus Medina, he was out there. He's out there, a leader in the community as well, and he's kind of orchestrating everything, coordinating stuff. And Lorraine, I can't really pronounce her last name correctly, so I don't want to butcher it, but as well as Luis. You know, if they weren't out there doing that and just, you know, just committed to actually working with the community and giving back and being unselfish and just having pride in their community, we probably wouldn't even been a part of it. But we would have gave back somehow. Like, we planned on, you know, taking care of the water situation already, but this was just like an added to it. So, like, we're like, heck yeah, let's go out there and let's go give back, and then let's go give some water. Let's go clean up and give some water. That's what we did. And so let's move on to the next subject I want to talk about. We're doing an event, one of our first events. We're actually going to be going to, it's actually my personal barber. He runs a barber shop called Oliver Christian's Capital Shave. And also, he might be a potential guest. He's an entrepreneur that's inspired me from an early age. I've known him since I was like about 13. His name is Daniel. So if you guys follow him, he goes by the handle, it's like Cuts by Dan. And also he has a Capital Shave barbershop. So you guys could check them out on Instagram. And yeah, he's inspired me, and like him and his whole journey too is just inspiring, like to other people too. You know, he's a definitely leader in our community. So he's a little bit out of our way now. So, but we're going out there. He's in Mira Loma, California. So not that far, about from where we're at, about like half hour drive. Not around there, probably tops half hour. So, but yeah, we're definitely going to his opening of his shop. And this has been a long time coming for him, and it's great to see other entrepreneurs out there, and it's just, like I said, inspiring. So we're gonna be there. He's doing $15 haircuts, and so you know I gotta go get my haircut because that's a discount because I pay a little bit more than that when I get my haircut by him. But he's a great barber. He's really informational. He's a great teacher. He also does like apprenticeship too, so he helps out too. He helps teaching people. He's a real educator, and he's a great dude. Overall, great dude. So again, that's Capital Shave, Oliver Christian's Capital Shave, and we're gonna be there. Let me try to remember the time. It's gonna be 11 to 4. So after we go clean up, we're gonna go clean up the community. We're gonna go wash up ourselves, and then head on over there. And we're gonna be set up a little booth just to. You know, really, I want to just connect with people and just kind of spread the message. If we sell some shirts, that's gonna be awesome too. So we will be doing. We'll probably be matching our shirts as far as the price. So $15 shirts, which online they're going for $25, and we're still gonna be committed to 10% going back to the community. So check us out there. If you guys need a haircut, it's a great time, great deal, and you're gonna be supporting you know, another good local business and other people who are doing positive things. And also just a little history on Daniel. He's actually you know, inspired us in other ways, like with his philanthropy. He's actually so I spoke about how we're at Sacombe Lake, which is also called Fifth Street Park, where we gave waters out. He actually set up shop, and he actually cut homeless people, provided care packages, and this is awesome. So we look forward to working on doing something else like that with him again, maybe even doing a cleanup project. You know, people are asking us because we have family members that play baseball there, so they're like, hey, you know, these kids play baseball here, we could help get them out there, clean up the park, maybe do a barbecue with some other local business, and then maybe yeah, maybe if we could get Daniel out there again. You know, he's done it before, I'm sure. Like, if you know, now that he's got his shop under order, maybe he'll be able to contribute some more. So that's something that we'll talk about. And definitely, he's actually let us know he would be happy to jump on the podcast, and you know, you guys could hear from him. So hopefully soon he comes on the podcast. You guys could hear directly from him, and he could talk a little bit about his story and why he's so passionate. Yeah. So another thing too. We did have another potential guest, and I would just speak on it right now. Another influential person that's he's no longer in the IE or in San Bernardino. He moved to LA, you know, to make stuff happen. He started his own business. It's called Spice Ninja. It's one of my good friends, Michael Manning. Known him for a while, and you know, he's made a huge transition as far as himself, like on working on his physique. Man, this guy was huge. I used to have him saved in my phone, is because I still have a friend called Big Mike. He's just good. But I had him as the biggest Mike because this is the biggest Mike I knew, and I had to switch his name to Biggest Mike, not so big anymore, super in shape. That's what I have him saved on my phone. And this guy's awesome. He's just made a huge transition. This guy's and rubbing shoulders with a lot of influential people in the fitness world. And his story is great, and he's super creative, super funny. He would be awesome to get on the podcast too. And he told me he checked out the podcast, gave some great positive feedback, which I appreciated. And you know, I asked him if he would like to come on. He's like, yeah. He said he would like to set it up, and we could go to his place and set it up. So hopefully we get him on the next podcast, and he could, you know, inspire everybody who's willing, who wants to lose some weight. And for me too, I definitely want to get more in shape, and I know I could be better, and everybody wants to do a little bit something better. And he could probably explain how he does it, and also explain his spice brand. It's actually spices I've supported. I bought his spices before. I still use them all the time when I'm making my food. It's really good. It's actually super easy when you use like his blended spices to like make something, and it's awesome. I've made a couple of stuff. I feel like a chef, like really. But yeah, and he'll talk about his brand, and then yeah, definitely. So another thing I just wanted to touch on too is this concept of just for me, I'm trying to live it right now, like get out my comfort zone and just overall just like fully committed to my growth, and I want to inspire everybody to kind of do that too. So anything, this is the most important thing I could probably say right now. Anything holding you back, you might say like you have this or that, like oh this situation or whatever. If you start with taking full responsibility for every little thing, even if it's like something out of your control, regardless, taking full responsibility is key. Once I started doing that, just my commitment level, my drive, my hunger, and you could see it on me in my face, in my eyes, you could hear it in my voice. I'm committed to just growing this brand and spreading the message of, doing what you need to do, what you're passionate about, because life is short. Life is so short, and I'm so grateful to be here. I know, like some people know about this about me. Like I was in a pretty crazy car accident when I was like 17, just before my graduation. Two of my friends lost their lives, and one of my friends, I watched him take his last breath. I'll never forget him. And it's something that sticks with me every day, and it lets me know. And so lately I've just been trying to cut out all excuses. There are no excuses for why we're not achieving what we need to achieve. It's all on us. So any reason that my brand has or our brand hasn't been growing, I take full responsibility. And everything we're doing now, if we run into setbacks, I'm taking full responsibility. And then when we do good and we get good credit, I'm trying to give that credit back, because I know, like, I'm not trying to be egotistical right here. I'm trying to just spread positivity and love back, and that generosity. I want to give back. I just want to keep giving, because at the end of the day, if people see us giving and helping out in our community and just really just being unselfish and, giving credit where credit is due and just supporting each other. This is what I really believe. Like, I want people to really be proud to pay for a shirt, and I want them to like really know that this brand has been built upon on good deeds and good actions, good motivation. I want people to know that this is 100% authentic. By no means, like I said before, we're not perfect, and I'm not perfect, but I'm hungry right now, and I'm striving. I want this so bad. I want, and not just like, oh, just for the money, because the money doesn't mean shit. I want to create a positive change, and I'm out for like creating a legacy. And that's something Gary Vee talks about. If you guys don't know Gary Vee, gotta check him out. He's super motivational. He gets me fired up every time I listen to him. He talks about legacy. So trying to also have patience and but also like working like it's your last day, and that's what I truly feel like. I should be dead. I should be dead. I should have been dead a long time ago, but I'm still here, and I have to take everything right now like as it could be my last, and be just grateful, show gratitude, and just be empathetic to every situation, everybody, because everybody's all going through something. And I don't have time to have negative vibes. That negative shit is just fucking, it's dumb. Like, we just got to be positive. And I know it sounds like so cliche, yeah, just be positive. But really, like everything, if you combine like that positive mindset with responsibility and just having empathy and just taking like everything like as it's your last, but also at the same time trying to find that balance and thinking about creating a legacy. Like, this is not something I'm trying to do like for 5 months. This is something I'm trying to do for my life. This is something that I want my kids to talk about. Like, yo, like our great grandfather like created this brand. It's like super known for just giving back and reciprocity and just spreading love and just like explaining to people that, you know, how precious life is, but at the same time like thinking long term, so creating those long term goals. So and into that too, there's like a goal setting process that I have for myself. I have like goals that I have for like this week, also like my short, like I would, which I would consider, so if I broke it down in three categories, it'd be my short term, long term, or short term, mid term, and long term. So my short term would be like something I need to get done, like it could be in a week, but like I would categorize those, like I would give it like 6 months. Like some of them would be obviously get like knocked out the way, like, you know, like in a week, like obviously everybody has like daily goals and stuff like that, but there's short term goals that fit in like that six month frame, and then another goal that's like for like a year to 2 years, maybe like even 5 years, and these long term goals that are like I'm gonna be trying to like it's like 20, 25 years, 30 years, like just that legacy type stuff. So, you know, keep that in mind when you guys go to set your goals and write it down or type it in your phone somewhere you can see it every day. It helps tremendously, because then now it's not just something in your head or something you're just talking about. It's something that's on paper that you could translate into plans of action, and now you know what you need to do, and now you could just go out and do it. And if you don't do it, guess whose fault that is? That's yours, and take full responsibility. And another thing too is that I want to just harp on is that's helping me get to this point. Like the reason I'm even able to speak on this too is just ditching that fear of looking stupid. Like I swear, like Gary Vee talks about this too. Just like people get so concerned with other people's opinions that they let that drown out their own inner ambition, and they don't even take action because of what somebody else might think, whether their parents think, what their spouse thinks. So, you know, I'm just done caring what anybody thinks, because I know, like, I'm doing something good. I'm following my gut. I'm following my intuition. I'm just doing it, and it's taking me more in this like last couple months, further than I've progressed in a while. And that's all I feel like I'm about, is just trying to get better and progressing. But as soon as I started thinking that way, my mentality's just like shifted to this point where I feel like I'm on fire. Like literally, I feel like I'm on fire every day, and just like have this gratitude and have this feeling like where, you know, I'm telling my friends, like when I see them and when I like say bye to them, I'm telling them I love them, because I love them. I love my friends, and you guys love your friends too. Tell your friends you love them. Tell your spouse you love her or him, whatever. Tell them that every day. Tell your kids that just for no reason. Tell your dog that. Just share that love, because like you never know when's the last time you're gonna see them, and it's gonna inspire them to kind of spread that love too, and it will, like, and they're gonna share that love back too, and you're gonna get more on fire too. But don't be feeling like, oh, I don't want to be cheesy, because really that's a fear that you have of looking stupid, like everything. So like it's such a powerful thing for me that it's like giving me this opportunity to really step out of my comfort zone. Like I know people are probably gonna hear this podcast and know me personally and just be like, damn, this guy's on fire, because like they know like I'm passionate, but they're like, damn, this guy's really taking it there and putting this content out there, and like he's doing it, you know. But it's really because I ditched that fear of looking stupid. I don't care anymore about anybody's opinions, because I have too much to obtain, too much goals to reach, to sit here and think about other people's opinions. So no longer will I be like kind of like trying to be modest about my personal feelings or everything. I'm trying to win, and I know I ain't gonna win if I'm being like, if I'm just suppressing my inner feelings. And I like people that know me know I'm competitive and know that I hate losing. Like, and this is it's something that like honestly, like I'm a great team player when it comes to playing on sports, because I know that like if you're a team player, you have a better chance at winning. But oh my God, I hate losing. I hate losing at everything. I hate losing ping pong, basketball. I hate losing video games. I hate losing at anything. I even hate losing to little kids. That's messed up, but no, it's just I just have this competitive spirit, but you know, and sometimes and I hate being told to like chill out. It's just a game or whatever. I hate all that 'cause like no, like it's not just a game. This is like a it's like a to me it's like a watered down version of war. That it's like I don't want to lose. I don't want to die. Not and not that I want to die like really, but that's kind of what I feel. I feel like every time I take a L, oh my God, it pisses me off. But and when I'm looking at things and looking at everything that I've ever wanted and anything that's like hasn't happened, I looked at it as an L, and that's an L that I created because I didn't want it bad enough, or maybe I just wasn't okay with looking stupid, or maybe I was just trying to care what too much people thought of what I was trying to do. But now, this is just the mindset that I'm gonna continue to carry on, and it feels great. It feels great. I don't need no liquor, no liquor, liquid encouragement, you know. I don't need to be like, oh, I don't need to smoke, so I could be like, who cares what people think, you know? Like, no, now I just have that naturally. But that doesn't mean like to be like a total dick or nothing like that, because the empathy part is still key to me. But like overall, you know, I don't want to carry on too long. But like I said, you guys practice some of these things. I know just for me, just an average guy. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not that, and I strive to be that, but stop with the fear of looking stupid. Just go out there, and if you do look stupid, that's a learning, that's a lesson, and every loss is a lesson. And that's the only thing I used to tell when I would lose a basketball game or lose at anything. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get better though. Like I would hate it, I would hate that I lost, but I'm gonna get it next time. I always think I'm gonna still win next game. You know, I could get my ass kicked in something, and I'm gonna win next game because I'm looking for the areas where I messed up. And so when you do lose, like, you know, I'm gonna just stack all these losses to that point. Like, you know, you have to. And I know like some of like people, if you listen to Gary Vee, he talks about a lot of this stuff, but he is on the money about a lot of stuff, and he's so right. And I feel the same way. I feel it in my gut. Like, oh my God, like every time I've lost, that's what how I felt. I felt like I'm gonna win the next time, and I'm gonna try a little bit harder. I don't care. Like I'm gonna try harder. But yeah, guys, try harder. Stop fearing it, looking stupid. Just go out and do what you know and follow that gut. Look forward to the next podcast. This is again podcast number 2, and I want to tell everybody thank you. If you guys want to support the brand, definitely Real Talk Real Actions, our handle on all platforms. Real Talk Real Actions. You can find us, like I said, on all platforms. We're probably going to be redoing the website because I've been doing it myself, and I had to be, had to realize that, like, you know, maybe I should update this thing because it's kind of basic and I want it to be a better experience. So when you come online, possibly update it with, like, having our podcast available on our website, also maybe some audio. We're definitely working on some audio coming to, I mean some audio and visual. So hopefully we could even do a whole podcast uploaded to our YouTube page, which right now we just secured the page, but we haven't even really uploaded any videos. But we kind of dropped the ball last week. We could add some pretty good content last week on the charity, but we plan on doing it this week. So we'll definitely give some updates on the next episode about that. And yeah, I'll let you guys go. Thank you. I appreciate everybody for listening to this. And if you guys can, subscribe to this so you guys can get notified every time we release a new podcast. And again, thank you guys. Stay blessed. I love you guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.